Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
I'd like you to join me as I go south of Rome.
To a popular site for tourists who flock there eager to roam the streets of a Roman city once buried under the ashes of Vesuvius. It's the city of Pompeii, which also has a popular Marian pilgrimage site, namely the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary. And that's why Pope Benedict XVI travels there on Sunday, October 19th. After all, October, as we know, is the month dedicated to the Rosary in a special way. In an effort to find out more about the shrine, I got in touch with a Jesuit from Naples, who expressed to me the Neapolitans' excitement at the Pope's visit to their shrine, which, like many, has a particular devotion to the Rosary and, unlike many, has no history of apparitions. This Jesuit's name is Michele Garofalo. I spoke to him earlier in the week. The story begins in the late 19th century with a man called Bartolo Longo, today blessed Bartolo Longo, as he was beatified by Pope John Paul II in October 1980. But let's allow Father Michele to fill us in. Pompeii, perhaps, is more famous to our average listener as a place which was connected to the eruption of Vesuvius rather than as a Marian shrine. What's special about this Marian shrine? I mean, it does lie at the foot of Vesuvius, doesn't it?
Well, yes. It is at the foot of Vesuvius, of course, but it's really next to the remains of the Roman remains of this once beautiful town, and which is really famous all over the world. But in the 1870-76, something like that, a famous lawyer, he was already a great lawyer, Bartolo Longo, not a Neapolitan man. He is the one who tried to give some sort of religious dimension to this place where only the remains of the past. So he was in an inspired man. And with his friends, he went there and he started to educate these people, say, with the catechism. And then he saw a painting with the Holy Virgin between St. Dominic and St. Catherine of Siena. And he saw that people really loved this painting. And he started to build, say, a house, started to grow in a way that is extraordinary. But he started really with helping people not only with the catechism, but using all sorts of charities. Really, if you go there, every hour, you will find either people saying the rosary, or there is the celebration of the Mass. And many times there are processions coming from the nearby countryside, the other towns nearby or villages. People say 200, 300, I mean in a procession, come there on foot. So the church really is always full. Of course, now everybody goes there, and it is well served. I have got my relatives in Venezuela, for instance. If they come to Italy, one of the things they want to do is just to go to Pompeii. I can imagine now that when the Pope is coming, I mean, people are already there every day. So, and especially in some months, like October, of course. I read years ago the life of Bartolo Longo. And one of the things which is amazing, in the 19th century, even doctors, scholars, thought that it was impossible for a son of prisoners, to change his life, to ameliorate, to better, to become a saint, to become a doctor, to become a regular citizen. Well, he went to Brussels, and there was a meeting there, an extraordinary meeting, in order to defy, as it were, this problem of that if you are born in a specific place, you can't change. I mean, the difficult to find that the environment is so important. important that you are classified through the environment instead of putting also the emphasis on conscience, on the interiority, on the intelligence of people. But when I found this, I mean, I would have liked to tell everyone. At the moment, I mean, it's a shrine, really, where the responsibilities of the Vatican. But, of course, there are the priests, there is a bishop there who is in charge, not only of the church, but everything which is surrounding the church, in order that everything is okay from a spiritual point of view.
Our thanks there to Father Michele Garofalo for sharing with us his knowledge of this Marian Shrine of Pompeii. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.